Good morning. We're continuing Chagatim Klal Samatez, and we learned Siman Dal and Siman Hey. We talked about the halachas that the person is mukhiyev to stand up molei kemosai, and there also were the times delineated how many times it has to happen. And we raised the question that does not seem to be the actual minhag ha'olam. So what's interesting is that this is not a new issue. This already existed at the time of the Shach. Lived in the 1600s at this point in time, over 400 years ago. The Shach in Yeridaya, in Siman Reish Mem Dalet, raises the question, why is it that people do not seem to be standing up properly? So he said that, well, we could say, well, people are just not doing the halacha, people don't know. He doesn't say that, but he says, Shlo l'chalik bein chacham l'chacham, hishvu midoy seyem. The Shach says that in order not to differentiate between chacham to chacham, so they made a standard approach. There's a sefer from a set called V'Ahavta Recha Kamecha, multiple volumes on the Chiyuvim Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, responsibilities to others, etc. So in the sixth volume, which deals with the mitzvah of Kibbut Avraham and Kabbut Rabbi and Chachamim and Kabbut Kayin, so in the back, he has Kutras of Biurim. He suggests the following, he brings Makaris, that Rabbi Yosef and the B'Omer and Rabbi Chaim Sonnenfeld as well in Sefer Talmud Chaim understand what the Shach is saying is the following. So here we are, have a situation where we have a chiyuv to stand up for Tamin Chachamim. So that sounds like a pretty straightforward mitzvah. What do you do in a situation where somebody thinks he's a Talmud Chachamim but other people do not see him as such? He thinks he's more knowledgeable than people around, and really he's not. I think this person is a Talmud Chacham, that person I'm not really so impressed with. You, on the other hand, it's the opposite. So there is a potential for a tremendous amount of discord and disagreement and pain being wrought by the kiyum of this mitzvah. So when younger man so-and-so walks by, say, wow, he knows so much, and I stand up for him. Another guy walks by, says, he doesn't really, so I ask no questions, he doesn't know what he's talking about, so I don't stand up for him. So in order to avoid that type of situation, so Hishmido Seim, so what does Hishmido Seim means? That the Minhag Chachamim have been merchel on their covet, that the mitzvah to stand up for them. And the Mor says, when a Talmud Chacham is merchel on his covet, you're allowed to do so. He's allowed to do so. He has the power to do so. You're no longer able to stand up for him. So not that this specific Talmud Chacham has explicitly been merchel his covet, but the general approach of the society has become that the Talmud Chacham are merchel on their chiyuv and their covet, with the exception of maybe a person's Rosh Hashiva, or Rebbe, or Rav, or Avbezdin, where the tzibur is clearly being miyachas to him as a person of stature. But there are many in our midst, which are quite knowledgeable, which we're not standing up for, because we assume that we give them a status as if they were all moichel. Now, he continues and he says that explains, really, why we don't stand up for the Talmud Chachamim. But what about the elderly? So the elderly, the chiyuv stand is pretty straightforward. It's not, there's no measuring this one yes and this one no. We don't have that concern. So why do we not stand up for the people, elderly people as well? That seems to still be a question. So he suggests that the reason why we don't stand up for elderly people, because he sees the mitzvah of standing up for elderly people as an adjunct to the mitzvah of giving kavod to the Talmid Chachamim, giving kavod to Torah. An elderly person is a person who has life experience, he has knowledge of the previous generation, so he has what to offer, even if he's not a learned person himself, he has what to offer in the way of wisdom and understanding of what the Torah wants us to do in a practical sense. He's experienced that in a practical sense. He's witnessed Gedolim of previous generation, etc. So it is an extension of the mitzvah of Talmid Chachamim. So if we'd be standing up for the elderly people and not for the Talmid Chacham, that would be almost a bizarre for the Talmid Chacham. Here we are standing up for the elderly people, not for the Talmid Chacham. So the chiyuv covered for the Chachamim, which have been moichel, would be considered a bizarre if we stand up for the elderly people. Therefore, the mechila extends to the elderly people as well. and that is his suggestion, how to understand the minhag olam that they're not makbid on these halachos. But then he continues and he says, that doesn't mean it's still, it would be a mitzvah kiyumis, it's appropriate bakrai, not in the following the all of the hagdoras of the halacha, but occasionally a person does show the element of either being mahadar for the kavod of the Talmid Chacham, recognizing his, acknowledging his presence, giving some form of either. So it'd be along the lines of a mitzvah kiyumis as opposed to a mitzvah kiyumis because there is mechila which is in place. I think it's a very nice explanation. Maybe there are others as well, but that's a bit really based on the idea of the Shach. What the Shach says, that in order not to be mechal, he should be the same. Have a good and mo'ed.